Walking around in the Henry Art Gallery's exhibit, which is called The Record, Contemporary Art and Vinyl, my mind goes back to when I was 13 years old. I suddenly saw my mother's Beatles albums as art. I got out the hammer, a few nails, and hung them up. Well, this show takes the same idea and runs with it in all sorts of crazy creative directions. It features 99 works inspired by vinyl. One of the cornerstone artists for this exhibit is Christian Markley, an artist who divides his time between New York and London. Back in the 1980s, he created hundreds of collages out of records, which come in a variety of different colors: pink, blue, orange, white. Think different records like Michael Jackson's Thriller and the soundtrack to Cinderella, sliced like pieces of pie, mixed up and glued back together. At the Henry, they sit under glass, but in an old documentary, Markley plays a few of them.
Depending on how I cut it, every crack in the record becomes a click that becomes part of the rhythm and is part of the music.
Not too far from Markley's vinyl collages, there's a video called Walter Repairing Records. Walter is an elderly African-American man in Mississippi. It was filmed by artist Ralph Lemon. Louise Croker, the Henry's deputy director of art, put Walter and Christian Markley's work near each other for a reason.
And this man has made it a mission in his life to find broken records and to paste them together with duct tape. So he's doing something very similar to what Christian was doing, but in a very rudimentary way, so that they're not to be played again in some way. You know, he's sort of fixing them up to make things okay, I think, in some way.
The record includes lots of objects constructed from vinyl, old Billie Holiday albums melted and turned into buttons for thrift store clothing, a Patsy Cline record, I Fall to Pieces, sliced to a thread and put on a spool, ready to sew. There are also fantasy album covers that artists created for albums that never even existed. You'll also find the 7-foot photo montage of David Byrne and his bandmates that was used for the Talking Heads album, More Songs About Buildings and Food, from 1978. For a few days last month, the show took visitors back to the basics with artist Michael Dixon from Olympia. Dixon was making regular traditional records. The music was a moody track performed by the Fruit Bats. On the day we met, Dixon stood in front of two large gray metal machines just outside the museum's lobby. They looked like industrial strength record players.
I cut records on 1940s Presto 6N record lathes, and these were really popular in radio stations in the 40s and the 50s. They're relatively inexpensive. They're easy to find parts for, well, not easy, but they're easier to find parts for than most lathes, and they run forever.
Dixon usually sticks with black vinyl, but can make a record out of just about anything.
I make records out of picnic plates, laser discs. I've even made a record out of chocolate.
Could that play music?
Yeah, and it actually sounded pretty good. It was delicious, too.
For Dixon, who has his own small record label, albums and the cover art are still very relevant today. He loves how tangible the package is. It's something that's sacrificed when we download digitally.
If you just download it and you've got the little 1-inch by 1-inch image on your iPod, you don't get the liner notes, you barely get the track listing, you don't get any kind of lyrics, and the art is nothing. You can barely see the person's face or the cover. But with vinyl, you've got this 1-foot by 1-foot thing that you have to interact with.
A lot of people feel this way. That's why Seattle-based record label Sub Pop Records puts out a new album every time one of its artists has a release. They're all pressed by a company in California. Chris Jacobs, the general manager, pulls out an album by Shabazz Palaces.
It kind of looks like a purple bowling ball. You know how bowling balls have that marbled
kind of
look?
Like spattered, marbled kind of look to it, which I think is really cool. And then this record, too, this is the Beach House record that we put out this year in May. And this one we did in a couple of different colors. Like, you can get it on black vinyl, you can get it on white vinyl, and then you can get it on this, which was really limited edition, and it's glow in the dark.
That's right, a glow in the dark record. Back at the Henry, artist Michael Dixon says he has 3,000 albums in his own personal collection. If you're wondering what that would look like stacked up in a neat pile, just check out the first piece in the record exhibit. It's a sculpture by Peruvian artist William Cordova called Greatest Hits. 3,000 records, one on top of the other, creates a 13-foot tower. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.
Put it on.